Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel continues to challenge the Virginia abortion ballot measure. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, there's a lot of weeds to mow through in this particular case, but bottom line, Liberty Counsel filed a series of briefs in the Circuit Court of Bedford County. In this case, it challenges Virginia's pro-abortion amendment. You know how we've been talking, and we had one in Florida. These different states are trying to put amendments so that you can require abortion in your constitution. Same thing is happening in Virginia, and they want to put this pro-abortion amendment on the upcoming 2026 ballot.
Yeah, so when the Virginia House and Senate and the governor's mansion was taken over by Democrats, they became very radical in their policies.
It was really sad to see how Virginia has gone.
And you know, when you look at Virginia, it is mostly red, mostly conservative.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the presidential map, for example, on the statewide election, there's red everywhere.
That's only a historic state. Yeah.
Yeah, there's only a few locations where the politics of Virginia statewide are basically controlled, and that is in Northern Virginia along the border of Washington, D.C. There's a lot of D.C. Employees that work there for the federal government, and that's where they live. And then there's a couple of other pockets like Richmond and Charlottesville. Charlottesville is where the University of Virginia is located. And those three areas really control the entire direction of statewide politics. So in this case, once the Democrats got in control of all three branches, then what they did, or all three, the House, Senate, and then also the executive, once they got in control, they passed this pro-abortion ballot initiative that is scheduled to appear on the November 2026 ballot. Well, the Virginia Constitution requires a certain kind of procedural step for that to take place.
And they didn't do that.
They bypassed that procedural step.
To hurry up and get it on the ballot.
Yeah, they wanted to hurry up and get it on the ballot. We filed a lawsuit. Then they're trying to say, oh, well, we can modify it and make it right retroactively. I don't think that's possible.
And this pro-abortion group wanted to help and intervene in the case.
Yeah, so we just filed the lawsuit. And then, of course, there was a lot of opposition to it from different sources. And so we recently filed four briefs on behalf of Sharla Bansley. She is the District 3 supervisor for the Bedford County Board of Supervisors in Virginia.
She's special. She gets four briefs.
Yeah, they're trying everything possible to stop this lawsuit. So we filed a brief opposing the defendant's motion to dismiss. They want to dismiss the case. Then we filed a brief to oppose the defendant's motion to dismiss based upon sovereign immunity. They say, for example, that they can't be sued. Then we filed a brief opposing the defendant's motion to transfer venue. Right now it's being heard by a particular judge. They want to transfer it to Richmond rather than to have it where it is currently right now.
So Richmond is a more progressive,
radical place. They hope they can get a better judge there in Richmond. Either way, no matter where it is, it'll go to the Virginia Supreme Court. Then we had to file a brief opposing a motion to intervene by abortion promoters, the Virginians, so-called for reproductive freedom, a pro-abortion syndicate of companies, is requesting to intervene in the case out of concern for the outcome. We're arguing that this case is about the constitutional amendment process and third parties with no role, authority, or entitlement in the amendment process or the election process or procedures or ballot placement have no legal right or interest to be involved.
But think about this. They're interested in the outcome, so follow the money
so
here.
Here's the thing. They're interested in the outcome because they want the ballot on the initiative. But they're willing to say, who cares about the procedure?
They want the initiative on the ballot.
They want the initiative on the ballot. in November. But they're essentially saying that who cares about the procedure? Well, the Constitution of Virginia is a contract with the people of Virginia, of the Commonwealth. And the contract that they have adopted says that if you're going to amend the Constitution, you have to proceed accordingly in a certain way, and you have to do it over 2 sessions. If it's going to be coming from the legislature, they have to vote, and then you have to have an intervening session, and then they have to vote again, so that it gives you a process of deliberation, and that the second vote of people that are voting on the initiative may not be the same as the people on the first vote. And the reason for that is you've got a General Assembly and say they want to do a constitutional amendment, and so you vote, they do that, and they vote to put a certain amendment on the ballot. Well, the reason why this provision is in there is because if you don't like it, you the people, then what do to stop it? You have an intervening election so that you can express your opinion as to whether these same people should be retained or whether they should be booted out and new people should be there. And that gives the people a check and balance over those people that are in the legislature. And that's very important because when you're amending the Constitution, it's a critically important issue. It's not a statute. It's a constitution. It lasts a long time. It governs everything. It supersedes all statutes and can overrule existing statutes by a contrary constitutional amendment. So the people must have a right to be able to voice. So you have a legislature vote to put a particular matter on the ballot. Then the people need to have an intervening election so that they can express their opinion as to whether or not they approve of those people or whether they want them voted out. Then, after that intervening election, you have another assembly at another time down the road in another year or two, and they convene, and that group then either votes to second time to put that on the ballot like the first assembly, or they vote no. That gives the people an intervening opportunity. And this is exactly the point that the Virginia Democrats bypassed. They did not want to have that intervening election of the people, so they did not want them to have their voice. And that's a critically important issue. And essentially what these people are saying that want to intervene is all they want is the abortion ballot on the initiative. They don't care how it gets there. They don't care if the people were
duped. Jam it through.
They just want to jam it through.
But, and you know,
that's exactly what the state of the Commonwealth of Virginia is doing right now as defendants in this case.
But you know, Matt, let's just go back, let's say, to the whole purpose of the Virginia Constitution. Just like the purpose of the U.S. Constitution, we're getting ready to celebrate the America's birthday, the 250th signing of the Declaration, and the Constitution, same thing, to protect life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Virginia Constitution, to protect life in that state. So instead of that, they're trying to push through and protecting abortion in their Constitution. What is wrong with that picture?
You know, when you go back to the Commonwealth of Virginia, this is where the Declaration of Rights, which was the model for the Bill of Rights in the first 10 amendments of the United States
Constitution. So much rich history
George
in this
Mason,
state, yes.
George Mason wrote those, and obviously Thomas Jefferson from Virginia was the drafter. He didn't invent the Bill of Rights, but he drafted them. And so much history is rooted right there in Virginia, going back to the beginning of the Commonwealth, beginning of this nation.
They're trying to strip it away.
And there are critically important constitutional rights that are protected in the Virginia Constitution. When you amend your Constitution, you have to follow certain requirements. Everyone should agree with that. You may not like the fact that you weren't able to pass 2 sessions, but that's why it's there, so that the people have an intervening opportunity to push back, to say, no, we don't like what these politicians did, and we want to vote them out. And that becomes an election issue for the next election. And if you like what they did, you keep them in office and they go ahead and they vote the second time the way they did the first time. But if you don't like what they did, you move them out of office and you get somebody who is running on a platform against what they did, and that's how you change the situation. That's how people are involved in the process, and that's exactly what they want to short circuit. So this is critically important. Make sure that you continue to lift this up in prayer. Liberty Counsel is not only involved in this particular litigation in Virginia, but we're also part of a coalition nationwide regarding amendments that are on the ballot, both good and bad, this coming November. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.